Anthony Scaramucci on Trump's 9/11 tweets, "He's stolen America's soul." By Joshua Kaplan on September 11, 2019. Fired White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci on Wednesday cited President Donald Trump's September 11 tweets as proof that the president is soulless and has stolen America's soul. "We normalize the abnormal. On September 11, it is reprehensible that a real Donald Trump makes the most heinous attacks ever on domestic soil about himself. He tweets three attacks our media," Scaramucci wrote on Twitter. "This man is soulless and he's stolen America's soul. He has made us numb." He concluded with a renewed vow to help defeat the president in 2020, tweeting, "We need beat him and we will." Earlier Wednesday, President Trump lambasted a Washington Post ABC News poll, which has him trailing five 2020 Democrat contenders in hypothetical head-to-head matchups, as one of the media's worst political surveys. In a hypothetical poll, done by one of the worst pollsters of them all, the Amazon Washington Post ABC, which predicted I would lose to crooked Hillary by 15 points, how did that work out? Sleepy Joe, Pocahontas and virtually all others would beat me in the general election, he tweeted. "This is a phony suppression poll, meant to build up their Democrat partners. I haven't even started campaigning yet, and am constantly fighting fake news like Russia, Russia, Russia." President Trump then cited Republican State Senator Dan Bishop's victory over his Democrat rival Dan McGreedy in North Carolina 9th District's special congressional election last night as more proof that polls are frequently inaccurate, noting that surveys showed Bishop would lose the closely watched contest. "If it weren't for the never-ending fake news about me, and with all that I have done, more than any other president in the first 2.5 years, I would be leading the partners of the lamestream media by 20 points. Sorry, but true," he added. Before turning to politics, President Trump commemorated the 9/11 terror attacks by tweeting a photo of himself and First Lady Melania Trump at Pennsylvania's Flight 93 memorial last year. "We will never forget," the photo reads with an American flag. Later that morning, President Trump and the First Lady held a moment of silence on the White House's East Lawn. The pause of silence started at 8:46 a.m. EST, the moment the first plane, American Airlines Flight 11, was flown into the World Trade Center's North Tower on September 11, 2001. President Trump later spoke at a 9/11 Pentagon ceremony, where he paid tribute to the lives lost in the historic tragedy and recalled witnessing the second plane crashing into World Trade Center.